ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Horrific and incredibly troubling. That's how the discovery of mass graves near two hospitals in Gaza has been described by the UN High Commissioner and the US State Department. Palestinian authorities say hundreds of bodies, some covered in waste, some with hands tied and some stripped of clothes, have been found at the Al-Nasser and Al-Shifa hospitals. The UN's High Commissioner, Volker Turk, wants an independent investigation. Israel's military says claims it created the mass graves are baseless. Professor Ghassan Abu Sita is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon who worked in Gaza at the Al-Shifa Hospital after the October 7 attack. He's also recently been appointed rector of Glasgow University, and he joins us this morning. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much for this invitation.
While you were working in Gaza at the Al-Shifa Hospital, had the situation deteriorated to the point where mass graves needed to be dug?
At that point, there hadn't been a full land incursion. I got separated from Shifa Hospital when the Israeli army finally surrounded Shifa Hospital, and I was stuck at the Ahli Baptist Hospital. But at that moment, Shifa Hospital, which is a big compound of multiple buildings, had not been turned into mass graves because it was had turned into a kind of almost a tented city for an internally displaced family who were seeking refuge there.
What do you make of the reports on how many bodies have been found and the state they were found in?
Well, one of our colleagues and a dear friend who I had trained in Gaza and had worked with during this war, Dr. Ahmed Maqadi, was a young plastic surgeon who was executed by the Israeli army along with his mother at Shifa Hospital. And so we knew from the beginning that these killings were taking place. And speaking to some of the colleagues who had gone back to Shifa, some of the bodies exhumed had surgical scrubs. As you said, some of them had their arms bound, and some of them were obviously wounded patients because they still had either external fixators or dressings to their limbs when they were exhumed.
Israel refutes claims that it dug the graves and buried the bodies, saying they're baseless and unfounded. Staff at the Al-Nasser Hospital have previously said 40 bodies had to be buried inside the grounds due to the fighting. Who do you think, what's your view on what happened here?
My view on what had happened is that the Israelis overran these two hospitals and that massacres occurred. And in order to ensure that this time-sensitive evidence is not lost, we need the United Nations and the UN High Commission for Human Rights to order that forensic teams be allowed into Gaza to ensure that the truth to this massacre is properly documented and that the answers are provided to the victims of to the victims' family. At the end of the day, these 400, almost 400 at Nasser and another 400 are at Shifa Hospital, are someone's loved ones. These are not just numbers. They're people with names and families that are desperately trying to find answers. And the only way we can get these answers is just like the United Nations did during the Yugoslavia war, just like the massacre in Srebrenica. We need UN forensic teams to be allowed in, even if that's forced by the United Nations Security Council through a resolution, forcing the Israelis to allow these fact-finding teams and these forensic teams to go in. Because this is evidence that will basically be no longer usable or useful if we wait until this war stops.
Thank you for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Professor Ghassan Abousita is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon who worked in Gaza after the October 7 attack. He's now rector at Glasgow University.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.